The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmel, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, Carmel and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmel likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, you sons of bitches? Sylvie's still gone.
You love that show.
I love it, yeah. Sylvie's gone, but it's me, Waddle, and Yurk.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Yurk? You all right over there?
I'm fine. Tommy's
I couldn't find a spot
thing.
He
didn't have one over there. Work.
Oh, you don't need headphones.
Then he told me to switch up, and I go, no, Carm's using his. I'm using mine.
Yeah, we're all
I don't know if you can do a quadruple switch over there, but we're jammed
up.
I may
have to tap out here at some point, too, because it's brewing again.
Again?
What the fuck did you eat this morning?
I'm taking antibiotics, so.
Tommy goes to me, Yurk, did you smell anything when you went in? No, I had my mind was set on what I had. Had to do in there. I had to drop a load.
I wasn't saying it like a proud father. I was saying it with an apology in mind.
I'm so sorry. I didn't smell a damn thing, man. I went in there and I did my own damage.
What are you on antibiotics for?
That boil on my back.
Oh, yeah. How's that doing?
It's really good.
Let's check that out.
No, I don't.
Have we sent a picture of that out yet?
I don't want
to. I showed you.
No, you didn't show me.
I don't want to check this thing out.
It's been lanced and drained.
Listen, the abscess is the body protecting itself.
That
is
correct.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it creates a sac.
And it pushes it out of the skin?
No, it puts the infection in there, and eventually it comes and it shows itself, but you need to get
and
it.
And then it'll pop itself.
You got to get it taken care of.
But then you got to.
Yeah, that's a. Oh, boy. Oh, my God, Tommy.
Oh, God.
Tommy showed me a picture. It's on the back.
And it's on the back.
It's got multiple heads on it too.
It looks like Olympus Mons on the fucking surface of Mars.
Look at Merck. Merck came in from the studio.
Not bad. 5, 6.
It looks like a satellite picture of Olympus Mons.
That's exactly
that's
what
disgusting.
It looks like. Yeah, the infection. You see the red?
Then they had to cut, because I started antibiotics, and then the doctor had to slice it open.
What did it seep? How did it start?
I mean, it's like a clogged pore or a clogged sebaceous gland that just gets infected.
So we're looking, you're looking at probably, this is a carbuncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, boil becomes a carbuncle.
Yeah, you get
them,
some guys,
boils.
You remember in college, guys would get them on their necks or their foreheads.
You get a big one like that. I'd love to have been there for the draining process.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
That thing don't stop. It just keeps going.
The doctor gave me like 3 shots of Novocaine because then he had to slice it. But there was no topical. So, he's sticking a needle into a boil that is so fucking sore.
Would put
a
lidocaine, probably?
Yeah,
and then
festering. This is what we call festering.
Yeah. Looks better.
A festering boil.
There was just a small hole in my back for 2 days.
Right. But, that needs to be alleviated. You see the infection. The red. Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
It becomes cellulitis along the outside.
Right.
That's why I'm on the antibiotics. Hence the reason why, as I hit the express lane today in traffic, I thought I was going to shat myself.
Are you taking them without eating?
No, I take them.
Now get back to the point.
I had to do number two.
So now you think you have to go again?
So he did a number two. I did a number two right on top of it. Boom.
Yeah.
Man, thank heavens.
You
want to
make
call
the superintendent of maintenance around here.
I don't know what you put down there, what kind of mud you were pushing. But let me tell you, I was pushing good stuff.
Let me tell you something. Give you a good grip on the baseline.
Nice and fibrous.
Yeah.
Some people are more freaked out. Like Meller. Meller will make the dirtiest jokes on the planet. He finds, all of that stuff.
On regular radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you have any thought at all of talking about poop or piss, it freaks him out.
It is sort of unpleasant, though, isn't it?
Is half the shit we talk about.
Not really. I mean, talking about...
I don't know about you, but I go to the bathroom. I feel great.
I do, too.
I feel better.
What does that have to do with wanting to talk about it?
It's an alleviation of it. Why now? Why do people didn't used to want to talk about a lot of things, but they talk about... Yeah. People used to not want to talk about mental health. Now they talk about mental health.
I think there's
all the
a difference
time.
In stressing the importance of mental health and like what your shit looks like,
what
smells like, and feels like.
What happens
out.
If you can't poop? Then you get almost, you take away from it.
You get like an ass abscess.
Right.
My buddy, speaking of this, my buddy Phil.
That's no good.
Had one.
McCracken.
No, Vogel.
Phil McCracken.
And I don't think he'll mind me telling the story.
You just said his name, Phil Vogel.
I said, I don't think he'll mind me telling the story.
Poor Phil, what happened?
It took him 7 full years to get through Ohio State. He'll tell you.
Okay, right. 7 years. Wow, he's on the Reba plan.
He's general manager at the local bar.
I talked to him a couple days ago because of this, and he reminded me he had something similar but significantly larger. Between his rectum and his testicles.
On his chode?
Right there on his taint.
Had to be put out because it was so bad.
And that's just like a fluke thing? It's just...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Poor bastard.
Wow.
I mean, this was years and years ago, but...
Poor fucking bastard.
Couldn't walk.
Put him out. You imagine the position.
Had to go to the emergency room.
They had to put him in for surgery, and you know how the doctors and nurses get. They're in there drinking a cup of coffee and say, look at his poor sap.
I mean, really.
Got him out on all fours like on a camelback.
I mean, it's just awful, right?
Oh, man.
He's a funny bastard. Like, he's
crap.
He goes, I walked into the emergency room, put my leg up on the table, looked at the doctor. He looked like Doogie Howser. He couldn't have been 18 years or older. He goes, did my best Ron Jeremy pose like this? And the doctor goes, oh my God.
Quick, we have to get this man into surgery.
They said, hey, is there any room for surgery right now? No, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. They go, all right, we'll see you at the hospital at 7.
Crazy. Okay. It's the three of us today. Waddle might get up and go to the bathroom again. We'll see. I feel like over the next couple weeks, it's going to be hit or miss with like having the full crew here. This is it. It's like
last
few weeks of vacation before we hit it for the NFL season. And I'm going to be gone next weekend.
Oh, we already miss you.
Thanks, sir. So you guys, thank you. So I don't know if I'll be here for the next Unhinged unless we find a time to do it early in the week. But
Johnny's gone the following week.
I'm going to Vegas Thursday morning. First thing Thursday morning.
Yeah, we're going to 4-day trip.
4-day trip.
Come back Sunday.
Yeah, come back Sunday.
You have fun out there. You have a good time.
Yeah.
What's on the
pool
schedule?
Pool.
Boom.
Pond. Pond would be good for you.
Pool and a pond.
A little poker. Going to play a little poker. Sit down 2-5.
I probably will not play poker.
You should.
Blackjack and craps. No more. I don't play poker anymore.
Does Karen like to gamble?
No, she'll play blackjack a little. She'll do the slots. We're going in a group of 10 people.
That's awesome.
Marshmallow's performing at the pool that we're going to be at on Saturday.
Are they real or is that Lollapalooza or not real?
No, Marshmallow. You don't know who Marshmallow is?
I don't
Your
know
kids
know
him in a heartbeat.
Well,
you've heard some of his stuff. He's one of these DJs that does...
He's got a head. He's got a marshmallow.
He's got a marshmallow head.
Yeah. Who's opening up? I'm Yearman Mercedes.
No, I'm.
Get it? What Yearman I was doing? Mercedes, I was trying to find out whether Marshmallow was.
No, Marshmallow's real. He is. He's playing at the pool. Yeah, we were wondering what a guy like Marshmallow gets for that. You play at the pool in Vegas.
$25,000.
I'm guessing 100 grand. I'm guessing 100.
Depends what kind of entourage. Depends what kind of entourage he's pulling in.
I don't know.
You know what? You know what I'm saying?
Are they charging you to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Does
he got 5 other musicians? Yeah. Is he himself, Marshmallow?
Have you seen that now, too?
Well, he's a DJ.
It's him and maybe an assistant.
Have you seen that hotels are now part of their, like, if you go to stay at a hotel, you must pay extra?
If you go
to the pool for a chair at the pool or going to a pool or going to, they're starting to do it a la carte.
What?
A lot of the hotels are starting to put plans like that into place.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it for the
cabanas. Trying to grab the money.
Oh, come on. Don't they take enough of our money as it is?
Yes, they do. But, like, they want more.
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah, no, so how much do you have to pay to have Marshmallow at your pool?
I mean, a friend of mine's wife is turning 40, and, you know, he's kind of putting the thing together, and I don't know. I don't know how much it's going to be. We'll figure it out afterward. Yeah. I don't, you know, listen, like Yurko always says, when it comes to having fun, money's no option.
Oh, no, I'm with you. But like, is it open bar? Open bar?
I'm sure it's just like when you're sitting at the pool.
When I die, I'm going to be broke.
Yeah.
Not one penny to my name.
I had the conversation with my daughter last night.
Bury me in a wooden box, kid. Wooden box.
A wooden box.
I told her, I said, listen. You know, what I'm giving you is your education and whatever you can, you know, siphon off of me right now. Right. But I'm retired,
you get nothing.
I'm spending my cash.
Don't expect like some, you know,
monster.
No. Like, hey, here's all the money I left you when you die. Like,
don't expect anything from mom and dad.
No.
You get out there, you make your way in the world.
You raise them, you get them their education, like you said. That's the key.
That's a nice conversation Waddle has. Tell his daughter, basically, she's cut off after.
Well, not cut off.
What the hell? How long do you got to carry him?
Right, I mean, really.
My daughter said to me, I was talking to her about something. She goes, I don't want anything from you guys when you're gone.
Good.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
I said, you ain't getting anything.
Actually, the kids, my boys will get the humidors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got about 3-4 humidors. The boys get the humidors.
That's nice. Yeah. Write that in the will and get the humidors.
Yeah, you boys get the humidors. Whatever.
I got to figure out what to do with the whiskey collection. That's the only thing I got to
figure out. How much is your whiskey collection worth, do you think?
Drink it.
That's the problem. I mean, all of it's mostly open. And, you know, if I had
10 grand?
Oh, more than that.
20 grand? 30 grand?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Oh, but they're all open. I don't buy whiskey to sell it. I don't flip it.
He's not a flipper.
I've never sold a bottle. A lot of guys do. A lot of guys I know that are really into whiskey, they'll do it. They buy and sell on these secondary sites. Yeah. I've never once bought or received a whiskey and sold it. I've never, you know, and so it's all, most of it open. They had a few rare bottles that aren't, that I, you know, would be worth something quite nice.
Yeah. But, you know, you keep that in case of a rainy day, you know? You need an extra slush fund to go someplace, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think I'll ever sell a bottle, but the plan is to drink it.
You know, your wife know how much gambling money you have stashed under the
couch? Yeah, she probably has an idea.
She's got her own stash, kid.
Yeah, I don't know if she, I don't know. She doesn't want
it. She's got her own Vegas stash when she goes.
She doesn't ask.
No.
She's over there playing at the high limits.
No, she plays slots.
$5,000 a hand minimum.
She plays
slots. What are you gambling on these days? Are you
gambling? Blackjack.
Well, no, even Vegas, baseball?
A little bit. I sprinkle here.
So
a little
you kind
bit.
Of tap the brakes a little bit.
Oh yeah, I don't really bet much outside of football season.
Really,
I'm starting to ramp up, getting ready for football. I don't bet much at all.
Every blue moon, you'll throw something.
Yeah,
out
like
there.
On a baseball game here and there.
It's not every day.
No,
but
I wouldn't put my money on this fucking White Sox.
Something piques his interest, or if you want to force yourself to watch a game, it's easier to watch a game when you have. Yes.
Do you have any money on last night's Jags Raiders game?
I did not. I was going to bet the under, and I'm glad I didn't.
Right,
because it went over.
What was it? 27-11. 27-11. I didn't see one snap.
Either I didn't watch it.
I watched a little bit. I saw him interview Leroy Butler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
So I sat and watched the Leroy Butler
You should have
interview.
Been there. Should have been there supporting Leroy and Tony Boselli.
Let him go in. I'm going to play golf
this weekend. I'm surprised you didn't go in.
I am, too.
Those are your guys.
I was going to – what my plan was just to fly out there on Saturday, go to the parties, come back Sunday morning.
So why didn't you do
I
that?
I got to get tickets. You got to register. You've got to be invited. Tony and Leroy invited
The party.
All right, this sounds like a pain in the ass.
Even the parties are organized. Yes. And they're not organized by them. They're organized by people.
NFL.
And then you got
to. Do the players like give a list to somebody and be like, I'd like you to reach out and invite these guys?
And I was reached out to.
That's nice.
I'm good.
I went to
branch,
Jimbo's in that fashion.
Yeah, that's how you went to Jimbo's.
But even then, it was like a couple $100 a ticket.
Was it really?
I think it was $600. For
so you still have to pay
$600 total to go and participate.
Stay and to stay.
Well, that wasn't even part of the hotel. We stayed in Cleveland.
Right.
You remember the studio that we broadcast out of in the Cubs World Series in the mall that time forgot?
Yes. It was
my
vacant.
Hotel was across the street.
It was a vacant hotel.
It's like $1,100 total package with stay with the trap.
Oh, so you're like that. All right, I kind of get
I'll do it sometime. I'll see him when I go to Jayville. I'll see Tony and congratulate him down there.
I guess I can.
And he'll have more time to spend with you as opposed to where he's got
he's
other
going to be pulled in 100,000 different directions.
Well, it's nice that those
guys
are
congratulations to all of them. I appreciate the invite. I'll see you some other time.
Did you guys see Elon Musk was talking about aliens? This is one of Waddle's, one of Waddle's favorite topics.
Yeah, I don't know.
He said on the topic of aliens, he said, let me find it.
A lot of people think he's an alien.
If the universe is really 13.8 billion years old, shouldn't there be aliens everywhere? And I think Waddle believes that, don't you?
Well, there's
that?
No question. Do you think we're alone?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I also don't think we'll ever be contacted by aliens.
Really?
I think that's where we just, that's like where.
I don't know about
we
that.
We disagree.
I don't know about that, but I think it would be highly arrogant to think that we are the only creatures.
Yes.
Out there.
I think it's.
I don't understand galaxies. I don't understand all that shit. As I've told you 1,000 times, space scares me.
Oh,
but I don't think there's any doubt. Like, I don't believe that there's like half human, half alien people walking around.
No, I wouldn't think that you'd believe something like that.
Well, I mean, or that there's aliens disguised as human beings.
Yurko, maybe.
Never know.
No, I don't think there's aliens disguised as human beings. And I don't think that we'd ever contact aliens or they'd ever contact us.
I think there are certain things. Like I tell you guys all the time. Like my dad worked in the aerospace industry all the time. And I sent him a text. I don't know if I've ever read you the thing he sent back.
Oh, no, you have.
Yeah, about how he said, you know, look, there is some of it out there that is government secret stuff that they're working on that you don't know. He goes, but he said the same thing, but you'd be arrogant to think that there wasn't something else out
there. Yeah, I think that's a logical way to look at it. Has your dad looked at those videos, those declassified videos?
I don't think he has, no.
You should show him those and get his reaction.
Oh, yeah. He
because
can
it's
tell
got
you,
everybody convinced.
He can tell you because he's worked in the aerospace industry his whole life what actually is doable and what's not doable from our perspective, technology-wise.
I mean, there's got to be...
Like those Tic Tac videos where things are going at a speed that, you know...
That's what I mean. Like that declassified stuff they released a year ago, those Navy pilots encountering, like, unidentified flying objects and who knows where their origin is or if it's just funny things happening in the atmosphere. Like, there's got to be some explanation for it.
I'm
not that aliens are visiting us.
Interested in it, but
I am
scared
too.
At the same time.
Anybody see the new Jordan Peele movie? Nope.
No, I haven't.
That's about aliens.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Nope.
His movie's like killer,
though.
Chad,
do you plan on going to see it? Nope.
His movies, I thought you didn't like
Get Out?
Get Out?
Nope.
Really?
I didn't see that one either.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, the question was, did I like it?
You didn't like
it? Nope.
Boy, it was universally loved, wasn't it?
I mean, like, big time. Maybe. It's got good ratings. It's got good approval ratings for what it's worth.
Nope.
But and I like the actor. I like that guy.
I asked you this the other day. Have you started The Offer with Miles?
No, Mike was just talking about it, too. North talked about it today on the Odds Couple podcast. He said it's phenomenal.
It's very good. Miles Teller's great in it. Isn't Miles Teller married to...
My wife's cousin.
Your wife's cousin?
Yeah. The wife's cousin, yes.
Yeah. I thought he was great in this.
He's a good actor.
It's a great story, and I guess the entire story, I mean, I'm sure there's some liberties, is supposed to be true. It's
Ball's
told
accurate.
By Al, Red,
Al Ruddy.
Al Ruddy.
Was his name, yeah. I don't have Paramount Plus. It's another one of these fucking streaming services.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What do you have all of them?
Carm, I've got four adult children.
Jesus.
And they put everything on my fucking tab.
Now
put it on the Underhills tab.
I put it on the Underhills. I watch Yellowstone on Paramount. It's got commercials.
This is Paramount Plus.
So are they going to put it on regular Paramount?
I doubt it.
No, that's not the plan, Carm.
I mean, I
the
can't.
The plan is they
what
want
am I supposed
replace,
to do here?
They want to replace cable and satellite with these individual plans so that you can go and decide what you want.
Well, I understand.
And I want to pay 20 here. I'm going to pay 20 there. I'm going to pay 20 there. 20 there. 20 there. 100 for internet. The next thing you know, you're back at
what you have.
The $300 bill.
Yes. What they're finding out, too, is look, you can. They're finding people that sign up for it
and then dump
binge
it?
Their shows, and as soon as they're done watching the shows, in
dump
a matter
it.
Of a couple of weeks, they dump it.
You don't have to
so
sign a contract.
What they're trying to do is create a hurdle for people. So they're either going to start releasing things delayed and not give them to you all at once, or they're going to start asking you for more money.
Fucking bullshit is what it is. I can't keep... I mean, I feel like I've... You know,
it's really good. Do you ever? Did you see what's this? The Jason Sudeikis, the soccer thing.
I haven't even seen that.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't.
And I've heard
the
that's
girl,
awesome.
The woman that's in that
what's
is
it
in
called?
This.
Like, course,
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
that's another one that's on the list. It's like I got to watch now. Apple TV, I do have, and I still haven't watched it.
I haven't seen it.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Bee Rescue.
Bee Rescue.
What? Yeah, you never seen Bee Rescue?
No. What's fucking? Why do bees need to be rescued?
Because bees are important. They pollinate flowers. They make things happen. That's what bees do.
Well, who's holding
you take
them
bees
hostage?
Away? Take bees away from this world.
Oh,
and see
forget
what happens.
I know that.
World, all right?
I know that.
So those little bees, when you keep swatting at them, quit killing bees, Tommy.
You know what else?
Yeah,
is?
They save the bees. It's the greatest thing in the world. Climbs up there. Look at that. Look at that sheet of honeycomb.
What made you?
I saw it one day. I went on it. It's like watching them stupid coins being pushed.
Mm. What?
I don't know why I got interested.
Why
in
are you watching it
watching
now
it.
When we're doing a podcast?
Because it's what I do. I multitask.
And he's got his computer going.
Not only that, it's unhinged. This is unhinged. Who gives a shit?
Well, I mean,
what do you fucking care for?
I'd be a little.
I mean, I don't. I'm listening to you fucking two talk about aliens. I got zero fucking interest in it.
You don't right? like aliens?
I got no fucking interest in you guys talking about fucking aliens.
What do you think about?
We're not fucking aliens.
Because I don't care about the aliens.
I don't want to fucking aliens.
So while you two entertain yourselves, no, I don't believe in aliens.
You don't believe in aliens?
Of course not. Same way I don't believe in dinosaurs.
Oh, right? Stop.
Well, get the fuck out of here.
What I'm telling you is,
what are you,
when
Carl
you two
Everett?
Guys go on some little soliloquy on some tangent and some topic that I've got no interest in, I find ways to amuse
myself. What do you find interesting? You find bee saving more interesting than whether
aliens.
Or not there's extraterrestrials.
Like, I thought everybody's interested in
I
aliens.
I find the ability to use a gap wedge in a number of different ways to be
I agree with you there. I agree with you there.
Yeah, you know, being able to open it up and then, yeah. you know, use
flop it.
The, yeah, flop
you.
It up yeah. and flop it down, but yeah. especially when you're going over in a bunker.
Yeah.
A key skill that yeah, I'd lost for a
you.
While,
yeah.
but I've come to redevelop it
of
over
course,
the course
you know
of time.
Why? Because you've got soft hands.
But isn't
soft
your golf game kind of like talking about your fantasy football? I mean, like, well, nobody gives a fuck about your golf
you
game.
You asked me what my interest was. And
what,
glad,
what good is that, dude?
I'm glad you guys don't give a shit about what I care about, okay? That doesn't bother me a bit.
But what good is
But why do you care whether I give a shit whether you two guys are talking about aliens or not. Talk about it. Go. Boom. Men in Black. Give me 10 minutes on Men in Black.
No, I didn't.
Great movie.
The point is, I don't care.
Great movie.
You guys can talk about it. I'll sit and I'll listen. And when I want to chime in and make fun of you two for being huge nerds, I will. Up until that point, I don't care.
Thanks for contributing.
How's Trevor Lawrence? Yeah.
He didn't play last night.
I know.
No, nobody on
nobody
Jacksonville's
played.
Team played.
No, nobody yeah. played.
Which
That's
surprised
why it's
me.
Boy,
with Doug
Peterson is old.
Yeah,
Doug
he looks
Peterson's
old.
Gotten old. You
was he
old?
A teammate of yours up in
yes,
Green Bay?
Yes, he was. Yes.
He does.
He was Favre's right hand man, wasn't he?
I think coaching ages yeah. you pretty rapidly.
Favre, he yeah. came in 95. That's him, Jeff Thomason, and Mike Bartram.
You know, I
two tight ends and Dougie Peterson all came in kind of.
It's a hard time. Life too oh. until you get to the top level. I remember my wife and I were in Hawaii on vacation. I was done playing. Ditka took the job with the Saints. I'm sitting on my on the hotel bed.
Uh-huh.
And my phone rings.
Yeah.
It's coach.
Coach.
I want you, Tommy.
I want you
Tommy.
To be my wide receiver
Tommy.
Coach. Oh,
yeah, I want you to be my new Danny Abramowitz.
Well, Danny was taking over the special teams.
What, special teams? Yeah.
I was like, Coach, you caught me off guard. You got to give me a minute. So yeah. I was like, I said to my wife, I said, I don't want to do it. You know, I mean, I'm.
I don't want to
we
say no to
young,
coach, but
well,
no,
I had
he
a young
knows,
family.
He knows why he didn't want to do it. Yeah. This was 1999.
Whatever
1999
it was.
Is when he took the New Orleans Saints
yeah,
job,
yeah,
right? 98,
98 99. Or 99.
Something like that.
Right. It was the offseason, you know, that after the 98 season. Yeah. Yeah. We went and played those guys when he drafted Ricky Williams.
And I told him. No, I said, look, Coach, I am ridiculously flattered that you would ask me. I said, but I got young kids and... You know, I'm doing other things right now, and thanks, but no thanks.
What'd he say?
Oh, he was totally cool
was
about
he?
It. Yeah, but it's like
a hard life.
I
man.
Told him, you know, it's like, look, if I did this, I'm not sure it's something I would want to do. So you'd be getting the wrong guy.
97 right. was Ditka's first year yeah. in New okay. Orleans. 97, so, 98, 99,
right. And you're living a nomadic existence.
Oh, it's.
I mean, you're talking about. There's no guarantee you're going to be there for an extended period of time. Then you got to pack the bags and you got to move
someplace. Once you dive in.
And you're taking the kids.
Yes,
everywhere.
Once you dive in, you're kind of locked.
See, my goal was to raise my family in one area.
Coach.
One area. From when they start at a young age to raise them in one area, they get through high school, then they go experience the world.
Would you still entertain being a coach
had,
at this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, if Sean Payton ever goes back and gets a job, I might consider that.
He's going to offer you one?
Well, you don't know. I'd have to talk to him. And I'd have to, you know,
oh,
say,
you
hey,
kidding
I've got
me?
Interest.
The good kid could schmooze the shit out of him. He would be his defensive coordinator without ever coaching a day.
No, I wouldn't want to be a coordinator. I want to start the way you have to as a D-line coach. Line
or
coach.
How about
I'd
quality control?
No, that's too low. That's much too low.
How about assistant?
He's not leaving this job for a quality control coach.
Assistant D-line coach.
Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe. Depends what the pay is.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
They what would it be?
No, if the pay is substantially higher. Assistant D-line coach, you know, they're getting paid. You got position coaches getting paid millions upon millions of dollars.
Really?
Sure. Now the best
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
I bet you there's a few.
I know coordinators are.
No.
Well, I mean, stop
Blash,
it.
Blash wasn't a coordinator in Washington with Greg Williams. He's getting paid seven figures.
Was he?
Yeah. Is the line coach?
My guess, though, is he's one of the exceptions.
Yeah, probably.
I think
coordinators get millions.
I think if you go and you look at coaching salaries, so. Dwayne Board was offered $400,000 by Mike Holmgren in 1995.
Come on,
yeah,
95.
You wanted to pay him $400,000, and Dwayne Board goes, "I make too much money."
Wow.
And Dwayne Board was doing real estate in California. Yeah. Dwayne Board was the defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers.
No, I remember the name.
Mike knew him. Mike wanted him. Damn. That's how we settled on Larry Brooks.
The good kid's living high in the hog over here. He can't go coach. You wouldn't be able to golf.
You're not going to be able to go to the 216 or whatever it is.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
It would be a change of lifestyle. That's for damn sure.
Are you ready for
that? Oh, my God. It'd be a change of lifestyle.
No, you have it too good, dude.
I don't know.
You have it way too good at this point.
Well, listen, the kids are out of the house. That's the only reason you think about it, right?
Yeah, but like you'd have to put your golf clubs away. Like
Carter said, that's what I mean.
You're not going to Pinehurst.
You're not going to Pebble. You're not going to Pinehurst.
You're not putting your leg up on a table.
Exactly.
You stretch it out to everyone at the
at my own desk.
I mean, you got it too good, kid.
Put it this way. I would never have entertained it while my kids were in high school.
No, no way.
Never have entertained it for the last...
I would have never entertained it.
26 years since Nico was born, and I never did entertain it.
Right.
It's got to be something that is a passion of yours.
Right.
You can't go that.
Can't
that
half
halfway. Halfway.
Yeah. Right.
No. Like if you
you're
get
either
there,
all in or you're all not in.
If you get to that point, like Gary Barnett used to tell us all the time, he didn't make over $30,000 until he became a head coach.
Man, wow.
Yeah, and that's back in
different
the day.
Era.
Well, that's true. I know, but like,
I mean, Tommy, you said it. You were going to make. You only made $17,000 the first year you played.
Yeah.
And then you got activated.
I only made $1.1 million total in my entire career.
Awesome.
Started for 3.5 years.
I know what I was in the league for 10 total, including that first year that I was on the practice squad. I made a little over 4.
Yeah,
pretty awesome though.
Yeah. For 10 years, $400,000
a year. Listen, it's not a bad start.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
It's just
either.
Funny how
You think about it now, guys are pissed off. They end up settling for a $4 million contract.
Right.
I know.
They're upset.
You guys are just a little too old. Just imagine.
Well, hey, listen, I don't complain about what I made. Mongo's the guy that had a legitimate complaint.
Yeah, brutal.
He's a pro bowler. He was this, he was that. He was fighting to get $750.
Yeah.
They're more than happy to pay Ray Childress $750.
Yeah.
And bring him up here and put him on the interior line. And Michael's like, well, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm here busting my balls for you guys forever, and all of a sudden you don't want to give me a dime. But you're willing to bring some guy
15 years younger, and Mongo's like a $8 million player.
No question. What did Houston do? Houston said, no, we'll match that deal. That's not a problem for us.
What's got you guys hard going into the weekend?
I got Windy City Smokeout. Start of the EPL.
Yeah, that's a good one.
EPL starts today. Crystal Palace against Arsenal starts up today.
I would say I'm hard for the NFL. It's officially things are up and going. I mean, last night was the first preseason game. We'll be begging for the regular season in about 7 to 10 days.
We'll be tired of
preseason.
There's
light at the end of the tunnel. That's the beautiful thing. You get to see, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
But
you
the know. Official beginning of the NFL season last
right.
night, I'm hard
is remember it, what we did the 99th day? It was 99 days
I remember.
The start of training camp.
No, to the start of the season.
Right. We're so far past that.
Yeah,
now.
We are.
It's beautiful.
Your expert opinion, Man City or Liverpool, and that's it? It seems to be the experts who agree that it's one of those two, and that's it in the EPL?
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy them. I think Tottenham got better in the offseason.
All right. They're 14-1. They're the third choice here.
Right. I think Tottenham.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know how long it's been since Tottenham has been on top of the table.
Yeah.
Tottenham's a team I like. I think Manchester United is still a way off. Chelsea. Look for Chelsea to be. What's Chelsea starting off?
I think like 16-1 or 18-1.
Yeah, they might be the fourth choice.
Okay.
So for me, I'll go Chelsea and Tottenham.
All right. Some value plays. Those are value plays.
Yeah, I'll take the value play.
You hard over anything?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You should be hard over that.
Congratulations. What do you think?
Figuratively and literally.
The little lady going to get a pickle tickle tonight? Huh?
Possible.
Yeah. A little something, huh?
You might need some Blue Chew. Don't be ashamed, Merc.
Hey, what is she going to do 30 seconds later?
Funny guy.
That's giving me a lot of credit there. Thanks, Eric.
That should be the best part of your day, and with a little help from our friends at Blue Chew, it will be. Don't let whatever happened during your day get in your head and ruin an amazing time with your partner. Blue Chew enhances your performance, gives you the confidence you need to make the good times roll, or as Yurko says, a little pickle. Yes.
Tugboat to Tuna Town.
Did you guys, any of you try to prank Sylvie on his anniversary trip to Nashville?
No. Listen, you're
too old for that shit now.
I don't give a rat's ass.
15 years ago, I would have been doing it in a heartbeat. Now I'm too fucking old.
Yeah, go have some fun.
I'm too fucking old. I'm too fucking blonde.
I wouldn't call him at his house and prank him.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Sylvie and I would have done that. It was younger men, of course.
They called me when I was in Hawaii one time. We're out there for the
Pro Bowl. Busted balls like that all the time back in the day.
You're all grown up now.
Don't forget.
No more fucking around.
So I started going, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuckity, fuck,
so
fuck.
They couldn't put it on the air.
Right. Go ahead and throw it on the air. Go ahead, smart asses. Wake me up again.
So try Blue Chew for free. That's right, for free. You'll get a month's supply for free just by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. No, don't be ashamed, guys. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code UNHINGED. Try it out for the first month for absolutely free. All right, boys, have a good weekend. Happy anniversary to Merck. Merck, thank you very much for producing the podcast today. We'll see you next week, and why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy.